I'd like now to welcome Daniel Werwath. He is with the Housing Trust here in Santa Fe, and Julio Munoz, Ian, and Miguel Olivas, who are from YouthWorks. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
At the Housing Trust, Daniel, have put together, along with other organizations in Santa Fe, a very interesting and innovative program to get young people working on energy savings.
It's exactly correct. We're launching a pilot program called Energy Works. It launches today, and what we're doing is getting youth crews out doing low-cost energy savings programs in low- and moderate-income households around Santa Fe.
And so this was kind of a brainstorm. You decided to you got a grant.
Well, it started because we really were looking at trying to create a program that would address a few different key issues, including green workforce development and really attacking what we see as a big issue, which is getting at the low-hanging fruit of energy efficiency.
Right.
I think, you know, energy efficiency is a subject that's on a lot of people's minds right now, and really what we're aiming to do is try and get at the easiest to do stuff. A lot of people think energy efficiency is solar panels or all these other things, but, you know, really a lot of low-cost installation stuff and a lot of like kind of habit and behavior stuff can save a lot more energy. Like, for instance, unplugging a second refrigerator can save way more energy than a photovoltaic setup. So it's one of these things where we really see a great opportunity here to kind of address a few different things, including providing good jobs and workforce training in the areas of green industry, and at the same time really working on a key affordability issue, which is long-term affordability in the form of utility bills and things like that.
I think there is this whole question of where do you save energy, and there's a lot of embodied energy in solar systems and in all sorts of things like that, whereas when you just stop using energy by doing, and you'll tell us what some of these things are, it's a much cheaper and more rational way of saving energy.
Absolutely, and it provides good jobs. It provides gateway to trade skill jobs and a lot of different opportunities. And so in doing that, we're kind of getting it, like I said, the low-hanging fruit, but also providing, you know, a good service to the community and good opportunities for Santa Fe's young people.
So tell us about YouthWorks. The two of you, Julio and Miguel, are with this group, YouthWorks.
Yes, I just started YouthWorks, and it's I work on the energy crew, like you said, and we're just trying to help out kids like myself and Julio here that might have went the wrong direction when we were younger, and just try to get ahead more in life. And YouthWorks has really opened the doors there, really helped us out a lot doing stuff like this and getting us.
Are you in high school?
No, actually, I'm already out of school.
Uh-huh.
I got my GED already, and they're trying to get me an apprentice job to move up on
and
this energy stuff.
Yeah, and part of the program through this, and one of the partners in it is the community college, the kids on the YouthWorks crew. There's two youth crews that are working on this project, but also with the EarthWorks Institute. But YouthWorks has actually leveraged 6 hours of college credit as part of their green certificate program. So there's a classroom component to the project as well. So they're not just working on the houses, but they're actually doing some intensive work in classrooms, learning about energy efficiency.
What kind of work are you actually doing on the crew when you do energy efficiency?
Well, my part is doing the weather strips, which is caulking windows, sealing the doors. And that's pretty much what I do. And then my friend here, Miguel, is the plumber, so he's the one that, you know, gets the insulation and the water heater and does the shower heads. And that does is just you waste less water that you use with regular shower heads.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he's a plumber, and then I'm just pretty much like a carpenter, I guess.
Now, are you a trained plumber, or did you get training through this?
Actually, I've been doing this quite a while with my uncle. He has his own company here in Santa Fe, and I want to get my journeyman's license to move up ahead on the plumbing industry.
Excellent. Now, go ahead.
And one of the concepts here is that in getting these guys out and doing this work, eventually as this program expands, which we hope it will if the pilot's successful, we'll be working on getting the folks who are working on these crews transitioned into increasingly complex trade skill jobs and working with groups like Los Amigos, who does things like windows and more advanced stuff in the areas of energy efficiency. And several of these guys have worked with Los Amigos in the past in other internship capacities. So the idea is to kind of create a track here where we can start them with this, which is generally pretty lightweight installation stuff. The key here is that they go into the house, they perform an energy audit where they basically look at a bunch of different parameters in the house, and then based on how that audit goes, they have about $100 worth of stuff that they can install in the house, which is, like they said, weather stripping, caulking windows and doors.
And that's super cheap. I mean, when you buy a thing, a caulk it.
Absolutely. Like I said, low-hanging fruit here. We're doing compact fluorescent light bulbs, we're doing hot water heater wraps, low flow shower heads and faucet aerators, adjusting hot water heaters. A lot of people have improperly adjusted hot water heaters and just turning that down.
They're just on super hot all
right,
the time.
Right, you can turn it down 5 degrees and save $30, $40 a year. But then we're going to the next step and actually insulating the pipes to the hot water heater and wrapping those with thermal blankets to increase their efficiency. A lot of stuff like that's pretty common sense stuff, not typically done in a kind of package format like this. But so in doing this, we'll also be tracking the energy uses of these households. So we can go back a year from now and actually see the tangible benefits in terms of the monthly utility bill payments that people are experiencing.
So you'll really be tracking it?
Yeah, we're actually going to we have something worked out with the utility companies, and the homeowners will sign a disclosure that will allow us to track their past and future energy usage and actually calculate the tangible results of this program.
Now, who qualifies for program? Whose houses are getting done?
Well, right now for the pilot program, we decided to focus on folks that had purchased homes through the Housing Trust first-time homebuyer program. And those are generally low and moderate income households here in Santa Fe. We've assisted over 1,500 families to buy homes here in Santa Fe. And we've built a lot of homes, and some of those are getting older now. And it seemed like a good opportunity, especially for a program like this in the pilot stage, to work with folks who are already familiar with our organization. And we know that there's a need there because the long-term affordability issue. I mean, we can do everything we can to get people in an inexpensive house with a low mortgage payment, but it's really utility bills are one of the long-term risks to affordability, so our focus there.
So in the future, will you make this service available to, you know, just regular people like me and our other listeners who maybe want a home energy audit?
Absolutely. One of the things that we're trying to do here is, and the reason that one of the big ideas behind this program is, you know, this concept of the work that's most needed in the community being done by the people who most need work. And we're really trying to focus on expanding this as much as possible. And that's why, you know, working with the two youth organizations, we're hoping to be able to scale this out pretty quickly. And the pilot program hopefully will leverage funding from a variety of sources, including some of the stimulus funding that's coming out that's really heavily oriented towards green jobs training and towards energy efficiency measures. So this is kind of like a perfect storm for us in terms of what we're hoping to be able to do. And I think the state has plans to expand a program that's based on this model here in Santa Fe statewide as the stimulus funding becomes available. So hopefully what we'll be able to do eventually is scale this out community-wide, our contacts at the city. The city is one of the funders of this pilot program, along with the community college and the Sierra Club. And you know, in discussions with the city, I think they'd really like to see this scale out community-wide. And we'd really love to see this available to anyone in Santa Fe, because it's such an important thing, and the need in terms of the youth end of things. Organizations like YouthWorks, you know, the work they do as a nonprofit, working with disadvantaged kids and providing job training and paid jobs, they have a really limitless source of kids. I mean, they can scale this out as big as it needs to go. There's kids every day, you know, 70, 80 applications sitting on
a
desk.
Is that right?
Just waiting.
My goodness. Julio, how'd you get involved in the program?
Well, I started last year. A teacher told me to go and try it. So I just went and put an application, and, you know, I was accepted. And then from there, I got moved to another company that they were building houses, and they're, like, totally green, all of it.
Yeah.
From bottom to top, you know, and then they stopped building houses because of the situation, you know, the bank didn't want to give any more money to them. So, I mean, I stopped working there, and then I went to Los Amigos, which I trained there for 3 months. That's how I got this time to YouthWorks, because that helped me a lot with this energy program. So, you know, I got a lot of experience in this, so that's how I got there.
And definitely this first crew, we've definitely picked guys that have a little bit of experience, and hopefully they're going to be the ones who are leaders of crews moving forward with the program and can take groups of new kids and have high-level confidence in terms of the training and that. They both have really great experience and are just really great at what they're doing, so it's a really perfect example. And hopefully, too, like, for instance, you know, like Julio's saying, going to Los Amigos, you know, when we finish this program, he will have an opportunity to go work at Los Amigos, who's also does weatherization and other energy efficiency programs in Santa Fe, but they're doing increasingly complex stuff, including changing out windows and more advanced plumbing stuff, changing out appliances, so these guys will get increasingly complex trade skills and job experience.
So are you hoping to go on as a carpenter at some point?
Yeah, that's my goal, so that's what I'm trying to do. So probably Youth Works hopefully helped me to get more experience, you know, and like they say, I'm not done with my GED, so they're helping with me to do that. And then plus I'll probably get more credits on college so that I could go to college and then probably get a degree.
And
hopefully.
One of the great things, too, is it's not just the work experience, but also contacts in the industry. You know, for instance, you know, these guys are going to be working with various different people. You know, the Housing Trust has built over 500 homes, and we have about 80-something units of housing in construction right now. And we're increasingly working on ways to incorporate these green jobs interns into the various subcontractors that are working for us and stuff like that. Because the way the green jobs intern program works is that actually a portion of their hourly wage is funded through a grant. And so the employer only needs to pay, I think, $6 an hour or so, and then the rest of the difference between living wage and fringe is covered by this grant. So they're basically a subsidized employee for various different subcontractors and people doing home building and different things like that in the green industries. And so we have a couple interns that, for instance, with another program that are working with our construction manager. We're moving into a new building, the Housing Trust is, here in July, and we're rehabbing a building. So we have two green jobs interns from YouthWorks working with our construction manager right now on the rehab of that building. And so we get discounted labor, and they get job experience. It's a really win-win situation for a lot of folks.
Very interesting. So you are with the Housing Trust. The program is called Energy Works. You work with Youth Works and Earth Works.
Yeah, lots of works
There's
going
a lot
on
of
here.
Works.
There's a lot of work.
Earthworks is, tell us about them.
Earthworks Institute is another nonprofit group that works with youth here. They have another crew that's working, doing the same program. It's called the 4C, the Climate Change Conservation Corps. And it's a similar program in that they have youth from around northern New Mexico working on this crew. Same process. But we're really just building this in a kind of modular format where it can scale out as quickly as possible. And there's a central core program that can be implemented by various different types of youth conservation corps. For instance, the Energy RX crew at YouthWorks or this 4C crew with Earthworks Institute.
So if people want to find out more information, what should they do?
Well, people can always contact me directly at the Housing Trust. My phone number there is 989-3960. To get more information, you know, we're looking for always for more support. We're looking for financial support. We're looking for technical support, or people are just interested in trying programs like this in other communities. You can also find out more about the Housing Trust online at housingtrustonline.org, which has some of our program stuff, and we'll look for a new website within about a month now, hopefully, and we'll have some detailed information about this program. You can also find out more about YouthWorks at their website, which is santafeyouthworks.com, and Earthworks Institute, earthworksinstitute.org. So there's a bunch of people involved in this, and we're really excited about it. It seems to be kind of a perfect storm for what's going on right now, and we really hope that more people in the community are going to get involved and get educated about this.
Daniel Werweth is with the Housing Trust here in Santa Fe. Julio Munoz and Miguel Olivas are from YouthWorks. Thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Colors of Jazz.